If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
Don, it was a pretty scary moment for your coworker yesterday, Poppy Harlow, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. I had just left the floor and was headed home. And when my mom called me and said, hey, what happened to Poppy? She's slurring her words. I said, well, she's pregnant. I don't know if that would make her slur her words. And then she said, she called me right back and said, oh, she passed it on the air. She just said that. So, yeah, she had a little scare. She is 5 months. She got a little overheated, went to the hospital. Everything is fine, mom and baby, and she's resting today. Love they work that. Us too hard here at CNN.
I see you're doing the morning job today. Hey, man, but that's good news. Good to know. Well, questionable deaths of black individuals. Yeah. Still no satisfactory explanation, Don.
No satisfaction, man. And last week it was Sandra Bland. This week it's Tamir Rice. Again, there will be no indictments for police officers involved in the questionable death of a black person. The prosecutor, his name is Tim McGinty. He made the announcement on Monday afternoon.
Based on the evidence they heard and the law as it applies to police use of deadly force, the grand jury declined to bring criminal charges against Cleveland police officers Timothy Lohman and Frank Garbeck. That was also my recommendation and that of our office as reviewing the investigation and the law.
McGinty said that he had just informed Tamir's mother of the decision and that the conversation was a tough one. No doubt it was. He said that he told the mother that while it was a difficult decision, to charge the officers would be a miscarriage of justice. That's according to him.
The state must be able to show that the officers acted outside the constitutional boundaries set forth by the Supreme Court of these United States. Simply put, given this perfect storm of human error, mistakes and miscommunications by all involved that day, the evidence did not indicate criminal conduct by police.
Tamir's mother, Samaria Rice, released a statement stating that they were devastated and in pain over the non-indictments. They believe the prosecutor, again, Tim McGinty, mishandled the case and that he was advocating for the officers instead of Tamir. They also say that they have no trust in what they view as a corrupt local criminal justice system. And just like the Bland family, the Rice family is hoping justice will be served at the federal level. They have also encouraged those who want to protest to do so peacefully and democratically. There are protests that are scheduled. We'll see how many people shows up. People are upset by this. And once again, though, the grand jury process is under scrutiny for a lack of transparency. The U.S. Attorney's Office says that they are watching the case closely, but civil rights violations are a very high bar to clear. While there is a potential for federal charges, a grand jury, which is the community and the state, they have spoken at this point. Tamir's family may eventually get the justice that they want, federally or civilly, but neither of those is guaranteed at this point. So I want you to keep in mind that the Justice Department also investigated the Michael Brown case, Darren Wilson case, and they also found no indictment against the officer. There was no video of the Brown case, but there is video in the Rice case. Prosecutors contend that video and the evidence, though, back up the officers because the tape shows Rice drawing the weapon from his waist, and the evidence shows that the dispatcher never told the officers that the gun that the 12-year-old was carrying was likely a toy, and he was shot less than 2 seconds after those officers rolled up on that scene. It's sad all the way around.
And I'm sure, Don, on CNN, you'll take an in-depth look into the deaths of Laquan and Quintonio and Miss Betty Jones there in Chicago.
We have been looking at those as well. And listen, the one for Laquan, that one is still under investigation. And as they say, police say that one's questionable. But the one for the Miss Jones, the neighbor downstairs, there appears to be no excuse, nothing. She was just being a good Samaritan. And so police are saying at this point that they believe initially that's a mistake. The mayor, Rahm Emanuel, cutting his Cuban vacation short, coming back today.
We appreciate you, Don Lemon. Have a great remainder of the day, my man.
You have a good one, too. See y'all later.